able to do that because our emotions feel agitated, resentful. So what should we do? Actually, just last Sunday I gave a class in Alachua, the Sunday feast. So the topic was, even if we can't be grateful for all situations, we can be grateful in all situations. What that means is that often bad things do happen in life. And it's not that we have to somehow deny our experience and imagine that bad things are also good. And say in the scriptures, say Draupadi was dishonored. Nobody tells her that, it all was good. No, it was bad. So bad things do happen in our life. But how can we be grateful even in that situation? How can we still be positive? First is, we can look at the many other good things that have happened in our life. So the mind, by its nature, tends to count problems. But our intelligence can count blessings. We need to use our intelligence to direct our attention towards the many things that are right in our life. And if we start counting them, we do find that there are things which are right in our life. That there are many people who have far bigger problems than what we have. So basically, even if the problem seems too much, we can't be grateful for that. One is, we can be grateful for the other things that are right in our life. Second is, among the other things that are right, if there is something which is helping us to deal with that problem. Say, if I get a terrible disease. Now, I can't be grateful for that disease, for getting that disease. But I can be grateful that there is a treatment for this disease. So, if there is something which is helping us to set that thing right, we can be grateful for that and focus on that. And especially in material existence, when we are, the nature of this world is, whoever we are all in a diseased condition. And in the diseased condition, we have to experience pain. The difference between those who are spiritual and those who are non-spiritual is not that the spiritual people don't face problems and the material non-spiritual people face problems. No, the nature of this world is, everybody has problems. So that's because we all here are sick. But the difference between the spiritual and the non-spiritual is, spiritual people are like the sick who have been diagnosed and are being treated. The materialistic people are those who are sick, but they're not even diagnosed what is wrong with them. And they're doing something which is going to aggravate their sickness. So when distresses come, it's difficult to be grateful for the distress. But we can be grateful for the fact that we have Krishna Bhakti, by which we are on the path of recovery. We are in a distressful situation, but the distress is going to decrease. Krishna Bhakti acts as a cure for the disease of material existence, and it can also act as a painkiller. When problems come in our life, quite often, the more we think about the problem becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. So if somebody has betrayed me, then naturally I'll be in pain. But the more I think about that person, my pain increases more and more and more. But if at that time, if I can turn my thoughts towards Krishna, think about Krishna. Krishna is always in my heart. Krishna is never going to abandon me. Let me connect with Krishna more deeply. Then that can give us relief. So if in our Krishna Bhakti, we are expecting release from problems, then we'll be frustrated. But what Krishna Bhakti can offer us is relief amidst problems. The problem may still be there, but by directing our thoughts elsewhere towards Krishna, we can get relief even amidst the problem. And that problem, if we are not fixated on the solution to the problem, if we are not fixated on this wrong thing becoming right, then that wrong thing can become an impetus for us to absorb ourselves more in Krishna. And at that time, we may well realize the potency of Krishna Bhakti in giving us relief. So if this same problem had come upon me when I was not practicing Krishna Bhakti, I would have been shattered. But now I am able to move onwards. So what does this mean? There is something special over here. And thirdly, often Krishna works in ways different from the way we work. So, the things that are happening bad for us, they are from our perspective right now bad. Now, we look at the present and we plan the future. Krishna looks at the future and plans the present. So, just like a child is having pain in the stomach and a child goes to a doctor thinking the doctor will free me from the pain. But the doctor takes out an injection. What is this? But the doctor is seeing the future. This infection is going to worsen. So although there is some pain here, and the pain may seem to increase by going to the doctor, but it's going to decrease. So if we just persevere in Krishna Bhakti, then even the bad thing, it was not that the bad thing was good. It's not that everything that happens is good. But everything that happens can be for good. Krishna is so expert that he can bring even good out of the bad. So then we just tolerate. So toleration can come by focusing on the positive. And one more point with which I'll conclude this is that we have to understand that just as the pleasures in the world are temporary, the problems are also temporary. So sometimes the problems that we face are like leeches. One of my friends recently told me that he was caught in a marsh where there were leeches biting his leg. So I gave this example and he told me he had a real life experience on this. There are some leeches, when they catch us, if you try to pull them out, they have such a tight hold that they will rip out the whole skin at that time. But if we just tolerate them, now it's very difficult to tolerate because they are sucking our blood. But still, if we understand with our intelligence that the leech does not have infinite capacity to suck blood, its tubules are finite. And once its tubules are filled, then I can just flip and the leech will fall off. So like that, problems that come in our life are like leeches. If we overreact at that time, then that's like trying to pull out the leech. We make the situation far, far worse. Just tolerate. Just calm down. Yes, it's painful, but it's not permanent. Tolerate. And in due course, the problem goes away, or we get the intelligence to deal with the problem. So tolerance can come from the knowledge that the problem is temporary, and tolerance can also come from the shifting of our vision from what is wrong to what is right, from the material things which are temporarily wrong to the spiritual that is eternally right. So that's how with our intelligence we can acknowledge the distress that we are feeling, the anger that we are feeling, the resentment that we are feeling, but we don't have to act on it. Normally we think of emotions only in two ways, expressing them or repressing them. But with intelligence, applied in the process of bhakti, we can go beyond expressing and repressing our emotions to processing our emotions. Yes, I am feeling resentful right now. If I say I should not feel resentful, no, but I am feeling resentful, what can I do? Okay, I accept that I am feeling resentful. Now let me process the resentment. And if we do that way, then we will actually grow, not only go through that problem, but we will grow through that problem. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So are there any other questions or shall we stop here? Okay. One last question.
In the very beginning, towards the beginning of your talk, you were saying that there's a desire for eternal love and a desire for eternal joy, and that comes from